The Brewers took 4 of 5 from the Cardinals, including last night's 8-4 win in the series finale at Busch Stadium. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Jake Bauer's clubbed his 17th homer of the season. Bryce Turang added number 13. And Logan Henderson, returning from a back injury, he tossed 5 1/3 innings of 3-run, 3-hit ball for his third win. Brewers 6-2 on their 11-game road trip, 10-5 in their stretch of 18 games in 17 days. Jake Bauer's.
Just been impressed with the day-to-day in here. Doesn't seem like anyone's losing focus. You don't hear much complaining about it. You know guys are tired. You know guys are a little bit banged up, but just on the day-to-day side of things and the preparation, you wouldn't know it. So I think that's what I'm most proud of as far as, you know, the team goes.
Brewers open a 3-game series against the Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. Pirates fell to the Braves 10-5 last night. Phillies over the Reds 1-0. Orioles down the Cubs 3-2. Brewers will make 4 selections on the first day of the 2026 first-year player draft tomorrow. Day 1 featuring the first 4 rounds, compensatory rounds, competitive balance rounds, and prospect promotion incentive selections. 135 picks in all. The Brewers with the 25th, 66th, 102nd, and 130th selections. In the Midwest League, Wisconsin knocked off Beloit 6-4. The Rattlers improved to 13-4 in the second half. Marquette released its men's basketball schedule non-conference slate yesterday. The Golden Eagles will play home games against Wisconsin and Mississippi State. They'll travel to take on Missouri at the United Center in Chicago, and they'll face Virginia and Texas A&M in the battle for Atlantis in Nassau, Bahamas. Marquette will also play exhibitions at home against Michigan State and on the road against Green Bay. The Milwaukee Admirals released their schedule for the upcoming season. Their highlights, they'll finish the regular season with 12 of their final 16 at home. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.